Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, did WWE just reference Kevin Owens' expiring contract on Raw?
Another repackaging for a WWE wrestler?
WWE might be planning something pretty interesting with Brock Lesnar.
And are we getting an NXT takeover before the end of the year? I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
All right, let's kick things off by talking about the Kevin Owens stuff from last night's episode of Raw, which was pretty interesting. I'm not talking about his kind of peripheral role in the world title feud or getting, like, doing the main event, losing. Why did Big E give him a big ending? That wasn't very nice.
A dick move, that, eh?
That wasn't very nice. E, sort out, mate. You're one of the good guys. What are you up to? The references to his kind of future, the allusions in the segment with Seth the Chef and Big E, kind of interesting stuff, I think. He was talking about how, you know, he's been down on his luck lately, Kevin Owens. Hasn't had a lot of good fortune, but whether or not he's here for 3 more months or 3 more years, he's going to keep on fighting. The 3 months is particularly relevant because Kevin Owens' WWE contract, according to reports, expires on the 31st of January, which is...
Yeah, 3 months from now.
A trio of months. It's like Neapolitan ice cream. You got 3 different flavors. Here we got 3 different months. And also in that segment, Big E spoke about being the... Well, I've got the exact quote here. There can only be one face of Raw. This isn't Mount Rushmore. Now, Mount Rushmore is, of course, the PWG stable, the Young Bucks, Kevin Owens, Adam Cole, all of that stuff. Which is kind of interesting as well, because when the original report about Kevin Owens' contract came out, it was the Young Bucks teasing, Kevin Owens responding. There was a bit of back and forth. There was a report from John Alba shortly after that saying that WWE sources expect Kevin Owens to be gone from the company when his contract expires and maybe not re-sign. Is there something to this? Were they teasing Adam Wilborn, or are we just bellends who look into stuff too much?
I don't know. I think one of the two quotes isolated maybe would be a bit conspiracy theory, but I felt the fact that he said that and then it was followed with the Mount Rushmore comment, I'm not sure. And the fact it was two different people doing it, you know, yeah, with him and E, I think adds some fuel to the fire, to be perfectly honest. And you know what I really think, Andy? It's a work.
It
That's
is.
Right. And I have it never, is. Ever been wrong about this. Expect Kevin Owens to be with WWE for the next decade. Print it.
10 decades. Yeah, I flip back and forth on this. Sometimes he comes out and he looks like he's not all that, having that all that much fun. But at the same time, like he loves his family, loves the kids, seems to like the WWE lifestyle from when he speaks on it and stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised if he stuck around either.
Yeah, exactly. I think he would be obviously a great loss for WWE. So just like Adam Cole, just like Bryan Danielson, they should be trying to move heaven and earth to keep him, and not just to keep him away from AEW, but because he's Kevin Owens and you can do so much with him. I'm astonished he hasn't had more world title reigns, if I'm perfectly honest.
Me too, man.
Absolutely outrageous. But we'll keep you updated as that develops. And let's talk about another repackaging of a wrestler on WWE television. Andy Murray, do you remember Shanky and Veer? They were Jinder's heavies.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going down the cartoon route.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. It was close.
So.
Well, Veer is heading in a new direction. Of course, they split them because no one can be friends with anyone in WWE. And we got a little bit of a video package on last night's Raw as well, highlighting not Veer, but Veer Mahan. So when I say repackaging,
he's got a new name.
But also... Yeah. Like, I know it's not, but in Vince's head, is that not dangerously close to Mahal, which is Jinder's surname? Like, the amount of times they go, we've got too many, I don't know, Matts. You have to lose your first name, or yeah. You're going to be Shorty G from now on because, I don't know, Gable Stevenson's coming in or whatever
yeah.
It is.
Yeah, you can absolutely draw a through line. Vincent, like, oh, that name has the same syllable as that one. Get rid of that. It's kind of interesting to see WWE not take away a surname, but give a guy a surname.
Yeah.
But they're going to try and do something with him as a singles wrestler. Who knows how he'll do? He's been a tag guy for the duration mm-hmm. of his WWE career. He was in the trio with Shanky and Jinder, of course. Best of luck to him. Looking forward to seeing how he does. I don't want to, like, you know, we're not going to sit here and go, it's going to suck straight away when we haven't seen him do it.
No, exactly. He's, you know, and the repackaging that, you know, you've had like Indus Share and then that transformed into this and then now you've got this. Until they fully commit to something. Where's Karrion Kross on Monday Night Raw? I mean, I'm not, you know, missing Quang that much, but it is Quang. Weird that he cut a promo saying, I'm not going to get lost in the shuffle, and then he's disappeared.
Yeah, Sean O'Hare has vanished into the... He was doing that kind of gimmick, wasn't he? The Devil's Ad. Weird stuff going on with...
It's going to be very interesting, though, Andy, with this, you know, new direction potentially for Veer Mahan to see how WWE book him. And speaking of books...
Hey, there he goes. What a lovely segue. We've got a trio of them available on our shop for pre-order now. Link in the description below, but it's whatculture.bigcartel.com. Free books. Order now. You'll get them for Christmas. International shipping available. All of them are of the finest papery, wordy caliber. The first one... The most notable one is Michael Sidgwick's Becoming All Elite, The Rise of AEW. If you want the story from the foremost independent expert on the fastest growing wrestling promotion in the world, it's right here. It's great stuff. Check it out. We've also got reprints of two previous books. We've got Sidgwick's Development Hell, the NXT story, which came out a few years ago. If you mm-hmm. want to get that and the AEW book, they're available in a bundle for a reduced price. On top of that, we've taken 505 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. Bunch of contributors in there, myself included. All of our great writers here at What Culture contributing to that. But we've added 101 matches. Oh. So for 2021, you get 606 wrestling matches you need to see before you die. Pre-order now. Get them for Christmas. International shipping. WhatCulture.BigCartel.com. Good.
Yeah, they're all great stuff. Go and pre-order them now. And yes, just to deal with something obviously a lot of people have been asking about, we are working on us doing an audiobook with me reading Sidge's new All Elite book.
Yeah.
Just negotiating. Mainly me and Sidge arguing about me wanting to do it and him saying, I don't want you to yell, is this the best promotion ever? Every chapter.
Would you use the sound effect board on that?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, it's going to be a unique audio experience.
The Young Bucks told WWE they can get these nuts. It's going to be great.
Cannot wait.
I don't know why he doesn't want me to do it.
Me neither.
Let's move on.
Brock Lesnar, WWE might be planning something with him and Drew McIntyre.
Ooh.
So on last week's episode of SmackDown, Drew McIntyre kicked the crap out of poor Mustafa Ali.
Oh.
Beat him with a Kimura. Brock Lesnar's moved the Kimura. Mm-hmm. And in today's or last night's Wrestling Observer Daily Update, Dave Meltzer has reported that there is significance to this. So, you know, you could probably add two and two together and get five on your own, but there you go. If WWE plan to have some kind of imagery or symbolism or whatever, there you go. That could tie the two together. Obviously, the last time the feud would have been that WrestleMania in the middle of the Global Bastard when Drew won the title. They've worked together before. They've had good matches together before. Two massive men slamming into each other. You into that?
That's what I like to see on my television. And the thing is, I suppose the dynamic could be very interesting. Because like you say, they faced each other before. We didn't really get the match we would have wanted at WrestleMania because they just went, yeah, just get it done in like 4 minutes, lads.
Yeah.
And it was just spam finishers. But I also would like to see them, you know, given plenty of time. I think they're two incredibly talented guys. And I would be intrigued to see a sort of role reversal. Heel McIntyre versus Brock, what do you reckon?
Yeah, it'd be interesting for sure. You know me, I love these big beefy boy battles where it's just lariats and clotheslines and thunderous kicks and big slams. I love all that stuff. Give me the big beefy boys. But like, yeah, flips it up a little bit, doesn't it? But Drew is like, he's been in this role for a long time. Maybe he could use some new flavor. And Brock, I really enjoy Brock as this rampaging beast face man guy. I think it's really good. So yeah, cool.
Hopefully he can pay off that $1 million fine.
Hey,
I think he'll find that in the back of a barn.
Yeah,
somewhere.
That's like what, 2% of his next contract negotiation, brother.
Right, let's move on, Andy. I'm thirsty for Thurston. Brandon Thurston. He has provided us with an update on when we may get another NXT takeover before the end of the year. Of course, the last takeover went down on the 22nd of August, Takeover 36. It was quite good, if I remember.
Yeah.
Really good, actually. But then, of course, it became NXT 2.0, and we got, you know, Halloween Havoc, a sort of TV pay-per-view, effectively. And it seemed that takeovers were a thing of the past, especially when that pay-per-view schedule came out last week. Time has no meaning to me. Well, anyway, Brandon Thurston, as I said, of WrestleNomics, has revealed in a tweet that they apparently have set aside Sunday, the 5th of December, stick it in your diary, for a takeover-style show. I'm intrigued by this. I love new NXT, but there are some really talented people who deserve a pay-per-view showcase on that show, as well as it being a bit banter all the time.
Yeah, we'll see how that pans out. It will be intriguing to see what they do, because it's not the work rate brand of anything really anymore, is it? And that's kind of what TakeOver's image was. It was, you're going to come here and you're going to see great matches above all else. Very interesting to see how it pans out. I think like some of the longer matches maybe exposed, I'm not going to name any names, but maybe exposed a few people in Halloween Havoc this week. So what are they going to do? I don't know. But I'm looking forward to having it back on the character, and it does have the base level of intrigue of being the first one.
Exactly. And if you're thirsty, not for Thurston, but for beer, you can get your hands on our Survivor Beeries pack with our friends Top Rope Brewing. Unfortunately, again, this is only for our viewers here in the UK. But if you want a 12-pack of delicious craft beers for £45 and free shipping, you can click on the link in the description. Celebrating 5 years of Top Rope and Survivor Series, as I said, What Culture versus Top Rope, that's what we're doing here. You click on the link and then enter the code Here's Why at checkout to get free delivery on delicious beers, Andy.
Absolutely, and it's a good price for craft beer as well. I regularly go down my local bottle shop and spend £20 on like two bottles. So there you go, they're cutting you a good deal, free delivery, get them in for Survivor Series, they're good beers as well. What more could you possibly want?
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. First question today comes from Iron, who says, with the combined releases over the past couple of years, the lack of depth on the main roster, and the momentum AEW has gained from new signings, do you think WWE will be forced to end the brand split and bring the whole roster together?
Nah.
They've got a huge roster.
Yeah, that's the thing, because even with people coming out and everything else and leaving the promotion and everything else, and they've released a lot of people as well this year, of course. Hey, they've still got hundreds of wrestlers, haven't they? The roster is colossal. There are still people like Karrion Kross, who you've mentioned, who can't get on TV. So I think the days of them being forced to put the rosters together is a long way off. You could argue that maybe they shoot for storytelling purposes, but I don't think they'll be forced to.
No, I think they've got a huge roster, and I do enjoy the different types of shows that we get. The good show most of the time being on the Friday night, of course. But with that size of the roster and the amount of money they make, I don't think they want anyone going back to perceiving either Raw or SmackDown to be the B show that's kind of skippable. Yeah. That's what I used to do when SmackDown was just, the occasional good match. I'd be like, oh, well, I'll see if people on Twitter or whatever it be will be talking about this. And if not, it's probably just going to be a massive recap show other than that.
Yeah, we don't want that again. Rubbish.
Right, second question today comes from Rahul V. Krishnan, who says, I really like this pitch. Thoughts on WWE doing a Cody Rhodes turning on Hardcore Holly to align with Ted DiBiase storyline? Remember that when he said, "Oh, my tag partner's
really
going to be
that.
Here."
They
didn't give Hardcore the belt, and he didn't beat anybody. But anyway, doing that with Dominic, Ray, and Austin Theory. Rahul says, I think Dominic and Austin Theory tag team could be amazing if booked properly. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I like low-key love the Bob Holly, Ted DiBiase Jr., Cody Rhodes stuff. Like, for some reason, that storyline is really etched into my
memory.
Too. I don't know why, Bob Holly, maybe. He's just a fun, weird guy, isn't he?
He called Michael Cole, I'm not going to say what he called him.
Seriously?
But he found a place in my heart when he said the thing that he said that I don't want to say, because I don't want to ruin Nicholas's day.
There you go. Dominic Mysterio heel turn. People are going to hate this. I don't think he has the charisma for it, Dominic. I don't get any of that coming off him. Austin Theory works in that role because he's got this really punchable face and he plays it up.
He's great, isn't he?
He's a bellend. He's really good at playing a bellend. I don't get a lot of charisma from Dominic Mysterio. I don't think he can pull it off. And that's not his fault. He's been doing this for a very short period of time. He's very young in his career. He's very green in everything else. Maybe in a few years from now, I don't think he's got the personality for it.
First of all, love Austin Theory and what they're doing with him on the main roster. One of the few people they've brought from NXT alongside like a Damian Priest who they've actually booked correctly.
Stuff, yeah.
Just like genuinely in trouble against Rey Mysterio. Bates his son, gets the DQ win, takes a selfie walking to the back. Love it.
Piece of trash.
And I've said from the beginning, Andy Murray, all I want in life, when I didn't get Samoa Joe choking at Dominic at WrestleMania 35, all I want in life is for Dom to say, hey, Dad, up on the shoulders you go. I'm proud of you. Up you go. Electric chair on the ramp. Screw you, Dad. I don't know if he's going to have the acting chops. It might be a bit melodramatic. It's WWE. They're probably going to book it terribly. But I would love to see it. And yeah, putting him with Austin Theory might actually be a good way of just hiding that, you know, the maybe holes in his game a little bit. But yeah, anything that gets us to reference that Cody, Hulk or Holly, Ted DiBiase storyline is all right by us. Right, let's move on to the final question from Mark Smith. Great question this, Andy. He says, hey, legends, if you could trade places with any wrestlers so they do your job as you do theirs, who would you give us to present This Is The News?
Oh, my God. This is a tremendous question.
Great question.
I tell you what, I'm going to let you go first in case we cross streams.
Okay, I'll be honest. I went to one place immediately, and that is 2.0.
Oh, Matt, I thought you were going to say The Inspiration.
No.
I was like, oh.
Them, obviously, but I do feel like Matt and Jeff genuinely, I mean, the videos would be about 40 minutes.
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
There'd be no, and finally, it'd be the chew of the week or the chew of the day, probably. If we don't like you, you get a chew. But yeah, Matt and Jeff of 2.0, now the show or whatever they've got going by now, I think they'd be sensational. They'd probably be better than us. They're definitely better replacements. But yes, also, the inspiration would be sensational. Who would you have?
You got to keep the volume down because of the microphone filter. I love it.
Sorry.
No, I love it. You're using it. Okay. It's good.
I think I pulled something.
It saved my ears. Eddie Kingston and John Moxley, right?
You think our editors have a hard enough job already? Yeah,
like Michael Hamlet pointed this out before we came in. How much fun would that be? Them just mother effing all the stories going, hey, we got some piece of crap here from PW Insider.
I was going to say, I don't think they'd be as nice to the Twitter questions.
No, I really don't. I think they'd bury everyone. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Those guys are the best lads of all time. Also, to make a really tough editing job, every member of the Dark Order. Bouncing around, John Silver.
Sit still!
Yeah, Johnny Hank, all that stuff. Yeah. I think it'd be good stuff.
Or, also, the best friends, not the ones from AEW. I'm talking about Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner.
Von Wagner
likes your question, Mark. You know why? Because you got heart.
WWE may be planning something between Brock Lesnar and Drew McIntyre.
I love you, Kyle. You're my best friend for the last 3 weeks.
Got a couple of 12-ounce curls to do.
Hey, they would be able to sell the Top Rope Brewing stuff, to be fair.
They would.
Let us know, though. We can have fun with this. Let us know in the comments which wrestlers you'd like to replace us. Be nice. I know you want to replace us anyway, but we're thinking more about the wrestlers to do it. Anyway, let's move on to today's and finally. We've got to get a bit serious here, Andy. Because we have to address something often, you know, we're worried about getting copyright strikes and getting taken down off YouTube. But I'd like to inform you, WWE, that our lawyers will be in touch. Did you see this tweet from last night's Raw, Andy? It's in the match with Bala and Chad Gable. And WWE, from their official account, tweeted, hashtag Alpha Academy is the place to enroll while showcasing Chad Gable's amazing wrestling ability. Maybe you should book him well if you think he's that good. But they said Alpha Academy is the place to enroll. Why? Here's why. You've crossed a line. You
brother.
Have crossed a line.
Jerry McDevitt, your ass is grass.
You're going to get smoked on social media from Miller when he sees that. And he has seen it. And he's done. He also, I didn't realise you could do it with this series of emojis, has managed to express the head slap.
Yeah.
Which is incredibly impressive. Go and check it out on his Twitter and go and, tell WWE about this gimmick infringement because it cannot stand, Andy.
Absolutely cannot stand. This aggression will not stand.
Yes, they started with backlash. Is this the best wrestling match ever?
I'm going to go around their house and put a ferret in the bath.
Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories. Comment section below. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from.
It's on the rug.
For daily wrestling podcast, myself and the Dadley Boys reviewing Raw and looking ahead to NXT. But, oh God, I definitely think pulled something a little bit later on today.
This guy.
Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Watch that. You can follow Andy Murray at...
You can follow me at Andy H. Murray. The H today stands for Hot Dad Riding In on a Rhino.
You know, you know. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Andy Murray. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.